with us this evening for our Tuesday, September the 23rd, 2014 school board meeting. Thank everyone for being with us this evening. At this time, I would like to ask everyone to please stand, and I'm going to, Mr. Suddeth, with Ms. Rowletter's absence, would you open with prayer, please? Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I'd like to also publicly thank yet again Mrs. Bush for the flowers on the dais this evening. It's always nice to have a little color in the room. So, Debbie, thank you, and to you and your staff for putting these together for us. I'd also like to recognize, before we go any further, some students in the room tonight from USC Upstate. Would you please stand? And I also believe we have some students from Furman. Would you please stand? Did I miss any collegiate students that are here this evening? Well, we're going to hopefully make this, we're going to give you your evening's assignment in a very brief manner, we hope. So bear with us, please. The next item of business in order is the adoption of the consent calendar. Is there a motion?
There's a motion to accept, please.
Second.
I have a motion made and properly seconded to adopt the consent calendar as presented. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Royster, do you have some recognitions?
I do. I'd like to recognize Joe Urban. Where's Joe? Joe, if you'd stand. Joe, now, based on the action of the personnel recommendation, no longer the interim director of Food and Nutrition Services, but the director of Food and Nutrition Services. Joe, thank you for the excellent job you've done in the interim role, and we look forward to working with you in your new leadership role.
Mr. Mills, is that the roofing contractor I hear, or is that Thunder?
I was kind of the roofing
contractor. Okay, thank you. I'm like going, okay, something just doesn't sound right up there. This evening we have no appearance of visitors, so our next item of business in order is our superintendent's report. Mr. Royster.
Thank you, Mr. Sailors. Tonight we'd like to share with you, as a superintendent's report, a briefing on some of the things done over the course of the summer and the operational side of things that I think helped to ensure that we had such a smooth opening of school this year. And we did have, as we've reported to you earlier, a very smooth opening of school. You heard in the committee of the whole, you've heard reports from the academic side about a number of the initiatives and training that they undertook during the course of the summer. You also heard at the committee of the whole earlier this month a report from Ms. Gibbs from HR about the hiring that took place over the summer and into the beginning of the school year, as well as the orientations and trainings that occurred for the induction of our professional personnel. So tonight we'd like to talk a little bit about those things done in the other operational departments of the school district that we believe helped us to have not just a successful and smooth opening of school, but hopefully a successful and smooth ongoing school year. Beginning with transportation, and the primary areas of focus in transportation are professional development, the replacement of our aging camera systems on our buses, routing, and maintenance. Our professional development, which now for several years has been conducted at Roper Mountain, involves drivers and aides. There were 500 attendees over a three-day span. Now, that would include regular route drivers, it would include substitute drivers, and it would include individuals such as coaches, directors, activity sponsors, individuals at the schools that drive activity buses. In addition to the 3 days of classroom type training, we also had more than 1,000 hours of behind the wheel route training. The topics that they covered: bullying, student management, video cameras, radio procedures, railroad crossings, loading, unloading, evacuations, following distance, student crossing, mirrors, and these were conducted in various breakout sessions, ensuring that each one of those drivers had the opportunity to be trained in each of those areas. Our camera systems, we replaced 425 camera systems on our regular route buses and installed and began using a new video archiving and sharing system that will make it easier for supervisors, for schools, and for other users to retrieve and replay the recordings from the bus cameras. As far as the maintenance, 3,000 pieces of special needs equipment was inspected and cleaned, and 380 state buses were hand washed inside and out. Our call center made over 30,000 calls in 12 days to provide bus stop information on 356 routes, a route being a one-time occurrence, an AM occurrence. There's 356 in the PM as well, so you're really looking at quite a few more routes if you consider AM and PM. They fielded 1,800 calls on the first 2 days of school. They updated thousands of departure codes and processed thousands of transportation status request forms. Food and nutrition services. Culinary training was conducted at Greenville Tech, the Culinary Institute of the Carolinas. We had 170 employees that participated in a total of 6,800 hours of training in a variety of topics. We also conducted a USDA summer feeding program and ServSafe manager training. Our program goals, as you all are well aware, to positively impact the childhood obesity rate in Greenville County, increase the nutritional quality and meal participation in Greenville County schools, and to increase the skills, professionalism, and pride of Greenville County Schools Food and Nutrition Service employees. Our educational goals to carry out those program goals are to increase kitchen staff efficiency, enhance the understanding of cooking principles, increase the quality of soups, vegetables, potatoes, grains, pastas, salads, and yeast rolls produced in our cafeterias, and increase the nutritional quality of GCS foods. Our manager training: DHEC requires at least one supervisor in each location be a certified food protection manager. We have 107 such individuals, and as you quickly know, that's more individuals than we have locations, so we exceed the minimum requirements. It's a 16-hour course, and they participated in and scored an average of 91.7% on the test for that course. In addition to training, topics included in ServSafe, that's the management training, are populations at high risk for foodborne illness, forms of contamination, personal hygiene, purchasing, receiving, and storage, and sanitation. In addition to the training, Food and Nutrition Services served more than 87,000 meals this summer as a part of our summer programs in schools and the USDA's Seamless Summer Feeding Program. The USDA program, Seamless Summer, is to ensure quality nutrition is available to children throughout the summer months. Our Food and Nutrition Services provided service to 29 sites, 2 schools, 12 churches, 11 nonprofit education centers, 4 apartment complexes, and in that particular program served over 62,000 meals. They provided service for 23 summer school programs throughout Greenville County, provided by 30 employees over 8 weeks, and served nearly 13,000 breakfasts and more than 13,600 lunches. Planning and demographics. Our student counts. Planning and demographics looked regularly at student counts and made adjustments as a part of the overall operational team to staffing as necessary. In the field, they visited 212 subdivisions, counting almost 14,000 lots and the number of occupied homes. They communicated with the county and the municipalities throughout the county to ensure current and accurate growth data. They received, processed 1,660 change in assignment requests since June the 1st. Facilities. You all got reports at various points at the Committee of the Whole throughout the summer, but in summary, new tech upfits were performed at J.L. Mann in Carolina. The bus drive was replaced at Hillcrest High School. Security upgrades occurred at 14 schools. More than 52,000 square feet of roofing repairs were conducted. The chiller was replaced at Hughes Academy. More than 1 million square feet of wall surface was painted at 18 locations. And various lighting and HVAC control upgrades were performed. A solar panel project was completed at Sims Hall at Roper Mountain Science Center. A mechatronics lab was upfitted to an existing lab at Greer High School. The architectural studio was renovated at the Fine Arts Center and upfitted. And the HVAC replacement was completed at Fountain Inn Elementary School. As far as athletic facilities upgrades, three high school tracks were rubberized, one was resurfaced. The Riverside High School softball field was renovated. New bleachers were installed at Wade Hampton High School to replace aging bleachers. New gym bleachers were installed at Northwest Middle School. And the Northwood Middle School athletic fields were made ADA access compliant. In maintenance, additional lights were installed at the back of West Greenville. 160 lockable grease trap covers were installed to maintain compliance with changing regulations. All backflow and check valves for irrigation and fire suppression systems were checked. 35 annual and 129 preventive maintenance checks were conducted on activity buses, as well as 13 engine repairs. Work orders. More than 10,345 work orders were closed, logging more than 29,000 labor hours. More than 500 work orders each in air conditioning, grass cutting, grounds, heating, ventilation, and vehicle maintenance were closed. 37,309 square feet of floor tile were replaced and almost 22,000 square feet of carpet. And around 13,000 acres of grass were mowed. Maintenance custodial services applied almost 20,000 gallons of wax, assisted with the opening of Fisher Middle School, thoroughly cleaned all schools, pressure washed cafeteria tables. Custodial college. As we talked about earlier, we do training with the professional staff in the summer. We do training with bus drivers. We also do training with custodians and plant engineers. There were 650 participants in custodial college over 4 days. General cleaning, bathroom cleaning, floor care, general safety, the loss and career management system, and time management were among those topics covered with those 650 participants in the 4 days. The warehouse this summer processed and delivered over 1,500 orders, received more than 20 loads of supplies and furniture, delivered furniture to 50 locations, completed 180 work orders, and reorganized the warehouse inventory for improved efficiency. In addition to that, the warehouse cleaned and refurbished 2,457 science kits, completed the end of school year inventory, completed power school upload for textbook maintenance orders, moved books around the district to coincide with enrollment changes, and pre-ordered new books at middle school, English language arts and social studies, at high school, geography, geometry, and U.S. history. In ETS, supporting and serving us through technology, successfully closed 9,791 work orders between June 1 and August 19. The average response time for priority one calls was 18 hours and 8 minutes. The average customer satisfaction rating was 94.73%. ETS supports 35,000 desktop and laptop systems, 2,500 servers, 6,000 tablets, 580 smartphones, 9,000 telephones, 900 radios, and 7,900 printers and copiers. We believe, and we truly believe, that success starts in the summer. It ensures a smooth opening to school, and it ensures success throughout the school year. In the words of Henry Ford, if everyone is moving forward together, then success takes care of itself. We appreciate all those things, all those employees in each of those areas did to help us to ensure we had a smooth and quality opening to the school year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Royston. As we move into the action items this evening, please note that item 5.05, telecommunications site licensing program, is being pulled this evening by the request of the administration. Our next item of business in order is item 5.01, request for PE waiver at Riverside High School. Recommendation coming from the Committee of the Whole is to approve the request for a PE waiver for one student at Riverside High. Coming from Committee of the Whole requires no second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Next item of business is item 5.02, the revision to policy GBRHB, classification of employees, working conditions, professional leaves and absences, conferences and visitations. Again, coming from the Committee of the Whole requires no second as a recommended motion to approve the revision to board policy GBRHB. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Next item of business in order is the Champions for Public Education Award recommendation for Hubble Lighting. The recommended motion coming from Committee of the Whole is to nominate Hubble Lighting for the South Carolina School Board Association Champions for Education Award based on their contributions to and planning partnership with the Dr. Finnessy J. Fisher Middle School. Again, requires no second. Any discussion? Dr. O'Connor.
Yes, thank you for making this acknowledgement. I happened to be on that tour among those of us who were so thankful and amazed at the partnership and how important it was to the overall beauty and success of that opening. So thank you for bringing it forward, and I just wanted maybe the audience to know a little bit about what they have done and the kinds of partnerships we have. So I don't know if anybody might add to that.
Can anyone with the administration give background on this?
Terry, do you want to give a brief summary of that? Terry Mills.
Come up to the mic, buddy.
You can use that one right there.
Hubble Lighting worked with us during the design phase of the school and with our electrical engineer, and they have we have state-of-the-art LED lighting systems and lighting control systems. Daylight harvesting is what they call it within the school, and they sold all these systems to us at their cost. So it was quite a cost savings to the district and allowed us to have this state-of-the-art LED lighting within the facility. And they're going to continue to collaborate and work with the school district on projects. I'm working with a lighting design engineer on the next generation of LED lighting fixtures, a project they're doing at the school as we speak.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am. Any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Next item of business in order is the amendment to the Brazier Charter for this coming year. The recommended motion coming from the Committee of the Whole is to update the language in the section entitled, quote, lottery process, end quote, in the Brazier Middle College Charter High School's charter agreement. Again, coming from Committee of the Whole requires no second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Again, item 5.05 has been withdrawn this evening and will be addressed at a later date. Next item of information is item 6.01, our internal auditing services project status report. Mr. Barber.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're presenting our monthly status report of all the projects that we're currently working on. and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for Mr. Barber or his staff this evening? Mr. Sutton.
Mr. Barber, could you please give me a summary of the activities y'all did this summer?
We're working on student activity funds. That is primarily consisting of, I think this year we're working on 41 or 42 schools. Also working on review of internal controls. So those are two of the projects that we're working on this summer.
Thank you, sir.
Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Barber.
Thank you.
Next item of business in order is item 7.01, committees or liaison reports. Are there any board committees? Mr. Meek?
Mr. Chairman, we do not have a report from the Advocacy Committee, but I would like to remind everyone of their legislative breakfast. If you don't have them written down, the dates are October the 22nd at Sevier Middle, October the 23rd at Tanglewood Middle, October the 29th at Greer Middle, November the 12th at Hillcrest Middle. This year we thought we'd do it at the middle school, since last year we did it at high schools and we had a good turnout last year, and we're hoping for the same this year. You know, don't feel like you have to come to all of them, but you're welcome to come if you want to.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Any other reports? Mr. Baxter.
All right. Communities in School had their annual golf fundraiser September the 15th. Had more than 20 teams participated, and we met our goal on the teams and in the fundraiser.
Okay. How'd you play?
Great. I won a trophy. Coming in last.
The team that scores the highest number wins.
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next item of business.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
How did the board's team do?
Sir?
How did the board's team do?
We did.
We did.
You placed where?
We placed in a respectable place.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Okay. The next item of business in order before we get any deeper in that hole is the item 8.01, our finance report. Mr. Royster.
I think Mr. Sayers, as difficult as that is to follow, I'm sure that Mr. Knox would be glad to entertain any question that you might have. I don't think he has a financial report tonight as such.
Are there any questions of Mr. Knox?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Mr. Sayers.
Why do we not have a financial report?
Mr. Sayers, at this point, we are closing out the FY14 fiscal year. Once those books are closed, we will then start presenting a monthly financial status report to the board.
Thanks, sir.
Any other questions? Mr. Meek.
No questions. I have a comment, if I could.
Please do.
Mr. Royster, I was over at Carolina High School recently. The staff is, I think it was described to me, as giddy at the new upfit that has been taken on there at Carolina. They were all very excited about getting in and doing the work. So I think we'll have good results out of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Meek. I as well had the opportunity to visit over there earlier this year and enjoyed talking with the students, and they exhibited that same sort of excitement about what they're engaged in over there. And we've got a little more detailed presentation for the board that'll occur at, I think at this coming month's Committee of the Whole.
Good.
November Committee of the Whole.
Since we're speaking of October's Committee of the Whole, I'd like to remind everyone that we did adjust the schedule for that meeting. It will be a week later than normal, so please be mindful of that due to other commitments by most of the board that on our standard day. That being said, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries and we're adjourned. Thank you for being with us tonight. Was that the roofer? I know that was one hell of a thunderstorm.